Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the Big Giant Head. All Big Giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tiana Lawrence back on the show. Tiana's been hanging out with us now for a couple of years. Could not do without her because she is a blockchain expert. She wrote the book, Blockchain for Dummies, which, as I said earlier, you should never feel self-conscious about holding a book that says Blockchain for Dummies, because as you're reading the book, two pages into her book, you'll already be smarter than anybody who would judge you for holding a book called Blockchain for Dummies. She's our good friend, Tiana Lawrence. Welcome back.
Thank you. I love being on the radio with you.
So I'm imagining people holding a book, you know, pick something out for dummies, you know, how to cook chicken soup for dummies or whatever it might be. And, you know, and somebody would look at you and say, well, everybody knows that. You're reading a book about for dummies about putting your socks on or shining your shoes or driving a car for dummies. People would look at you and think, what's wrong with you? But nobody is going to look at you reading a book called Blockchain for Dummies and say, what's wrong with you? They're going to probably think you're pretty smart. So, Tiana, thank you for writing the book. Folks, I don't buy a lot of books. Most people give me books, but I bought her book. I bought 10 of them and gave them away. That's how much I think about it. Tiana, thanks again for being here. Folks, blockchain is the foundation technology that delivered the first cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. It's still the foundation technology for most cryptocurrencies. It's now becoming its own open source type technology, isn't it, Tiana? It's into its own world now. It's being used on many different ways, completely disconnected from cryptocurrency, right?
Yes, absolutely. So it's branched off into many different directions. And I think one of the most interesting ones that we're seeing right now debated is Libra. And if you've seen that in the news, it's a nonprofit out of the European Union that's being put together by Facebook.
The Facebook cryptocurrency. Yeah, we've heard a lot about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so it's being debated pretty hotly right now.
And which blockchain does Libra use?
So Libra will be built on its own, and it will be different than Bitcoin, where Bitcoin is a decentralized network that is secured and powered by disinterested parties. Mm-hmm. Think of that as an unorganized group that is working cooperatively versus what they're proposing with Libra is all the members that will be within that group will be controlling those transactions that are going through.
They'll it won't even be an Ethereum blockchain. It'll be its own. It'll have its own structural stakeholders. The stakeholders will be controlling it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sort of the way a sovereign state controls its own currency.
Yes, but I think it's going to have properties of both blockchain technology and traditional financial technology, but built on a modern stack. And I think it's an interesting conversation because with other things that have popped up, like WePay and how other countries have approached blockchain technology, this is an opportunity for the U.S. to continue to control the conversation around global monetary policy.
Mm-hmm. This is a real serious issue right now. Cryptocurrency has the potential. I'm working on an article right now to cover this that I'm hoping to publish sometime this year. Cryptocurrency has the ability to really disrupt classic historical fiat money, sovereign state money, right?
Absolutely. And there's a new proposal coming out to ban large corporations, large technology corporations, from getting into the banking industry. They basically want to prevent groups like Facebook or any other kind of technology company from disrupting our financial system.
Right.
I think on the surface that sounds really scary, but the reality is, like, it's already happening globally other places. And I think if we want to stay relevant, then we need to embrace technology and not try to keep it would be equivalent to saying, you know, we shouldn't use personal computers because
right.
that will be disruptive to the job market.
It empowers too many people, yeah. Now, this is a really serious moment right now, folks, in our history. Most people aren't even paying attention to this. The whole cryptocurrency debate, it's how we navigate these waters going forward over the next 5 to 10 years is going to set the stage for a long time. Quick break, 20 till. Right back with Tiana Lawrence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.